Sermon 1 of Sermons on Psalm 119 by John Calvin, translated by Thomas Stocker. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. The first 8 verses upon Aleph. Blessed are all those which are upright in the way and walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they which keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. Surely they work no iniquity that walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then I should not be confounded when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with an upright heart when I shall learn the judgments of thy righteousness. I will keep thy ceremonies. Oh, forsake me not overlong. Beloved, we ought to be greatly ashamed of ourselves when, as our good God and heavenly Father goeth about by all means possible to draw us unto him, and yet we in no wise will come nigh him, but rather, as is commonly said, do pull our heads out of the collar and hail backward. If there were none other testimony hereof against us but this psalm which I am here now in hand about to handle, it might suffice. The sum whereof is this, to show unto us what grace the Lord our God offereth unto us, as when we are taught the straight rule and order by which we may rightly and truly serve him, wherein consisteth the whole effect of our salvation, and the same to be the very way and means to come thereunto. When as God then granteth unto us his grace, to be thus instructed by his word, behold, he hath now given unto us an unspeakable treasure, and impossible to be sufficiently valued. By this psalm is declared unto us that this is the very use of the law of God, and also of all the holy scripture, and that we are instructed and exhorted to profit ourselves by that which is there offered unto us. But because that when any talk is ministered of drawing us to God, we are so blockish and dull that it is pity and lamentable to see, and albeit that God approacheth near unto us, and that we have many and sundry times clearly forgotten all whatsoever we have understood and learned of him. See here what an aid and help he hath added for our behoof, which is this, that his will and meaning is that this psalm should be drawn and framed into an order of 8 verses apart, and that all the verses of every 8 apart should begin with a several letter, after the order of an ABC, as if he should say, it shall not be material that we be profound learned men for our instruction in that which is necessary to our salvation, but that the doctrine is common as well to the learned as to the unlearned. Are our wits and memories grown so short? Let us then reckon and tell upon our fingers whenas we have learnt our ABC. Let us then join 8 verses together, and so, 8 by 8, and go through the whole cross-row, and we shall have the whole psalm at our fingers' ends. What shall we farther say, if we will hereby profit ourselves no way, neither yet vouchsafe to hearken unto our good God, nor suffer us to be so familiarly guided by him? Yea, even unto that thing which is more than necessary, may it not be very well said that we are all most accursed? True it is that verses indeed begin not either with the English or yet the Latin letters, but with the Hebrew, wherein David made and wrote this psalm. Notwithstanding, so it is that the will and purpose of the Holy Ghost is to make us to feel and understand that which before I have declared, to wit, that the doctrine herein contained is not only set down for great clerks which have gone to school 10 or 20 years, but also for the most simple, to the end none should pretend any excuse of ignorance. And herewithal let us note this by the way, that we all ought to know and understand this psalm as perfectly as our Pater Noster, as we usually say. But here we must not say, as a number of men do, that our wit and capacity are not so excellent and fine as to comprehend and understand the Holy Scriptures, and besides that our memory will not serve to retain and keep that which sometimes is preached unto us. A strange case. We will easily retain and keep in mind not only vain and foolish songs and ditties, but also such as are both wanton and dissolute, and even such as St. Paul saith do corrupt and poison good manners, for this horrible infection is always shut up for an evil intent and purpose. For if we shall hear any villainous and ribaldrous song, which shall only stir us up to all filthy lust and shamelessness, the same by and by we retain with great ease. Behold, now how the Lord our God here teacheth us, as it were, by an ABC, a most excellent song amongst the rest, by which we may learn to rule and order our lives, whereby also he exhorteth us to well-doing, to comfort us in our afflictions, to ratify unto us the promises of salvation, to open unto us the gates of his everlasting kingdom, that we might enter into everlasting life, and all that is contained within this ABC of the present psalm. And yet, we will all say that our memory is overshort, and our wit too gross, or weak to hold it. Now, I beseech you, tell me this, will this excuse go for payment or not? Verily, I believe not, wherefore let us learn to bestow our whole endeavour and study to record the lessons which are here taught us, and that we may be hereafter thoroughly acquainted with this psalm, if we will be reputed and taken to be the children of God. And seeing we see our nature to be given to many ungodly and pernicious, or at the least to very unprofitable thing, let us yet retain and hold that which shall be most profitable for us, and the rather because that God so abaseth himself to the most rude, simple, and ignorantest among us. For mine own part, because I will frame myself to that manner and order which the Holy Ghost hath here set down, I shall enforce myself to follow as briefly as I can the plain and true meaning of the text, and without continuing in long exhortations. I will only do my best to mince or shred, as we say, the words of David, because we may the better digest them. For performance whereof I determine, by the grace of God, to finish 8 verses apart every sermon, and to hold myself within such a compass as that the most ignorant shall easily acknowledge and confess that I mean nothing else but to make open and plain the simple and pure substance of the text. And now let us come to the contents of the first 8 verses apart, beginning with the first letter Aleph. Blessed are they, saith David, which are upright in the way and walk in the law of the Lord. First of all, he doth us here to wit, that we understand not wherein our chief blessedness consisteth, and the reason is because that we are blind, and do live in the world as savage and wild beasts, utterly void of sense and reason, and suffer ourselves to be led and carried away of our brutish and swinish affections and lusts. And because it is so, that we are thus carried away, it is a manifest sign and token that we discern not good from evil, or else that the devil hath so bewitched us, that we think thereof no whit at all. True it is, that the most wicked will confess and say that they desire to be saved, but yet in the desire thereof they clearly fly from it, and go as clean away from it as they can for their lives. But what is the cause why they so greatly withdraw themselves from that which they so highly protest to love? Yea, they draw as near unto it as they can possibly fly from it. By this it seemeth that they have conspired to reject, and make little account of that good which God meaneth to do for them. And here we are to note that David in the first verse accuseth us of horrible blindness, as if he should say, Surely you are all senseless and without wit. And to say the truth, if there were but one drop of reason in us, without doubt, we would not so reject and refuse our salvation of a set purpose as we do. See here how mercifully our good God dealeth with us, who showeth us how and in what manner we may be blessed, and yet we, for all that, draw altogether backward. Doth not David, then, of very right, justly condemn us? But because every of us protesteth to know the right way, he addeth, They which walk in the way of the Lord. He hath said, Blessed are they which are undefiled in their way, that is, which walk aright. And who are they? It is very true indeed, as before I have said, that there are a great number which will boast themselves to walk aright, and that in such sort as that it cannot be much amended, and yet notwithstanding, if they be asked who made their way, and who it is that assureth them that they shoot at the true mark, they know not what answer to make. For there is but one way which leadeth to salvation, which is the law, as David hereof speaketh, whereof as many as walk in the law of the Lord, saith he, go not out of their way. We have in this first verse 2 notable lessons. The one is that God here accuseth us, that every of us strayeth and erreth from the way of salvation, and although we protest that we are willing and desirous to be saved, yet for all that our wicked affections do in such sort carry us away, as that we desire nothing else but that we may be far from that felicity and blessedness which is set before us. For there it is said, Blessed are they which walk in the right way, and thus much for the first point. The second is that we may invent and despise many and sundry kinds of life, and so think that we go the best and surest way that may be, and by this means deceive ourselves, for there is but one way that leadeth to salvation. What way is it? It is not that which we of our own brain do imagine, for when Isaiah saith that every one hath declined from his way, he meaneth that we all run into everlasting destruction. The law of God, then, is the way which must rule and order our life, and when we will hearken unto it, all things shall go well with us. But whosoever swerveth from that, the same is like unto a savage and wild beast, which can do nothing else but gallop and fling over thwart the fields. There is none of us all, but that may have many motions which may seem good to us, as we may see by the poor and silly unbelievers, which are very fervent and earnest to do this or that, which to their thinking seemeth very good and profitable, but yet the Spirit of God is not their leader and guide. Now it is said that when we have the law of God before us, it shall go well with us, and that without it it is impossible, but that our life must needs be confounded and come to naught. He saith a little after, Blessed are they which keep his testimonies, and seek him with their whole heart. David now useth another word than this word the law, to wit, testimonies. This word in itself importeth a covenant or contract, and it is not to be understood otherwise than to be applied to this end, to wit, that God, covenanting with us, declareth that his meaning is to pull and draw us unto him, and also how we ought to order our life, because it is a mutual contract between him and us, as if he should have said, Go to now, understand you that here I make a covenant with you, that you acknowledge me to be your God, that you doubt not of my love towards you, and in loving you that I am your Saviour, and that you call upon me in this affiance and trust, and besides that you be also my loving and obedient children, that I do protect and govern you, and that you are my household servants. When the Lord our God thus abaseth and offereth